Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's your boy Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.
It's just me. It's just me. Down. I tell you, these dogs are ferocious. Hi, good afternoon, good evening, beloved guests, family and friends. This is your host for the evening on the Just Say It with Candace radio show. Now we're going to do... Sounds like a large crowd. So we are going to do things a little different, and I'm going to read from our guest. We had a guest last night on my birthday, and he is a professor. I studied with him over the summer. And he has turned into our guest. So we are doing a series with him on the show to discuss his book titled Completing the Will. Last night's show was a success. We had an in-depth, serious at point conversations, but, you know, that's what this show is about. It's about calling in, voicing what you do like, what you don't like, or just listening and soaking up all these golden nuggets that you will receive on our show. So I am going to start by reading the first chapter of Completing the Will, An Adventure in Creativity and Life, published by author Warren Dittmar. DJ, can you turn that down? Okay, perfect. Okay, so here's the first chapter. This first chapter is titled The Will. Will as in W-H-E-E-L. I get a lot of people that ask me, Will as in like Wilton estate probate? And I'm like, no, it's symbolic. It's actually a will, W-H-E-E-L. Okay, so let's get started. All right, so it says, when I was six, I took a book of matches from our Bronx apartment to an empty nearby lot and tried to light a fire. I had gathered what I could to ensure a good blaze. After I had tried unsuccessfully several times, striking one match after another, the collected sticks of wood and pieces of cardboard suddenly ignited and brilliant flames danced before me. I was delighted. I had created a fire all by myself. I was more than six. I was 10. I was almost a man. It wasn't until I had difficulty putting it out that I realized that there were limitations caused by my lack of experience and knowledge. Some nearby wood caught fire, and what started as a little blaze became a large one that was difficult to control. 40-some years later, the memory of that fire is still vivid and striking. You see, we all have certain memories that somehow override time and remain powerful reminders of our past experiences. But what is the significance of these memories? What allows them to remain poised just beneath the surface of consciousness to spontaneously appear at a moment's reflection? Perhaps it is our longing and search for the story of our lives. Throughout the ages, the imaginative story has been a way for man to give meaning to his experience. I believe, meaning Dr. Warren, that without the imaginative story of our experiences, we are as a wheel with missing spokes, stuck in the muck of our disconcerting, incomplete lives. It is our imaginative life that keeps our energy up, our hopes alive, and our fires going. Too often, we are captured and dulled by our peers or teachers. We are clobbered by some factual or semi-factual details and denied our creative rights by one of the ruling dictators. It could be our own childhood experiences that erroneously proclaim our lack of creativity. Perhaps even at the hands of one of our parents, our lack of creativity in a meaningful way. Even a suggestion that creative expression is not richly rewarded and a little value can foster a hesitation, if not an all-out rejection of its possession. It is creativity, however, that allows us to rise above desperate days, bouts with illness, and loss of love. It gives us our most essential tool for well-being. By using the power of our imaginations and creativity, we can overcome our limitations and our negative responses to life. Have you thought about doing something creative but felt you were not creative enough? Have you felt so tied up with things that the time for your creative expression has always been pushed to the next month, the next year, or the next century? When the fire, time is now. Get to the matches and let's move to a new place where life has all the fire you need. I once asked a group that I was leading in a seminar on creativity how far did they have to travel to feel that they had traveled. Although there can be many answers to this question, it could be not very far at all, since your mind has the potential of immediately taking you to any place you want. Edgar Rice Burroughs never traveled to Africa, yet his tales of adventure with Tarzan are extraordinary and filled with excitement, mystery, and joy. This fiercely charismatic man with one commanding yell could make animals come to greet him. Each of us has the yell we need inside of us. Each of us can explore the forest and jungles of our minds. In the following pages, I will offer you ways to navigate your forest or jungle. It is easier with a guide, someone who can point out the signs you need to see and the sounds you need to pay attention to. It is so easy to lose your way and get lost. Often, the creative impulse needs a guide, otherwise it might wither and die. Some believe that creativity is an innate skill or quality that cannot be learned or expanded. After 15 years of teaching people how to be more creative, I have confidence that this is not the case. I am confident that this is not the case. Excuse me. I believe that anyone who gets through the daily emergencies and stresses of life is already showing great creativity. Often we are more creative than we realize. However, we so often downplay our unique ability to get through things. as long as you can light a match, you can learn to express yourself more creatively. It's easy. And once you light that match, you will never want to go back to the darkness. You will never want to leave the warmth of the fire. You will find that your creative expression, whether it is writing, drawing, sculpting, photography, painting, etc., will give you a meaning of life which you may have lost when you came of age. When I was 16, I remember staring out of my father's apartment window after a summer rain and smelling the wonderful fresh smell of wet, dry dirt. The trees were so very green with their coating of rain water. The air had a cleanness that I have never forgotten. These special and lasting moments felt so safe and comforting, as if the world were opening up for me. They have never left me. How has that memory shaped my life? What new meaning lies within, which might unfold as I explore with writing or image making? What thoughts might rise out of the quietness of a blank page? What adolescent or adult memories might slip into consciousness? It is as easy as lighting a match. Your memory set the mood for a stroll through your mind to seek your story so you can awaken the creative flow of your being. Exploring your creativity becomes a gift that gives you more than you could ever have imagined at the striking. All new steps in this direction require decisions. Until you decide to explore, you will always wonder what it would have been like if you had made the decision to approach your creative self. The value of the decision is health. The value of that decision is reaching up into the cave wall of your mind and drawing the fearsome animals as our ancestors did, so you can capture and explore the meaning of the life experience and allay the fears, angers, and frustrations that sometimes cause dis-ease in our body. There is satisfaction in writing down your thoughts and drawing the images that you see, and in creating something that is all yours from your own hands. Creativity expands with exercise. Creativity expands with the decision to do creative acts. And as you believe in your creativity, you expand it. Instead of just watching the sunrise, you might decide to paint it. Instead of just passing an interesting face, you might photograph it. It is easy to begin, just like that. Once you decide, the process becomes easier. Time will always continue to slip away. Contain it with your writings, your drawings, and your photographs. Record the moment, and you will discover the satisfying world of self-expression and the story that is uniquely yours. Decide to be creative and awaken the world within. It is for your benefit. We so often put aside things that might help us to be fulfilled and whole, which would allow us to have an outlet for our frustrations and anger so that we could remain healthy and confident. Let me read that one again. That's a good line, good sentence there. We so often put aside things that might help us to be fulfilled and whole, which would allow us to have an outlet for our frustrations and anger so that we could remain healthy and confident. Over the years, I have thought that if people were to explore their creative natures more, they may be healthier and look forward to more days. As we go through our daily routines, we seem to get used to seeing dreary faces, disgusted faces, or I know you are looking faces. But do we see faces that are truly present and vital? because there is something about the environment or life that sparks their interest or their curiosity. And how do we confront our difficult days? Is it with cool sarcasm or an angry word or two? When was the last time you used Crayola to boldly draw a funny figure to soothe your disquieting day, or scribbled all over a white page with disgust, with gusto, using red and perhaps maybe purple or green, yellow crayon, and made your face up as at Halloween to play a ghoulish character? It might seem strange, but these silly, spontaneous activities help to loosen your encrusted creativity. I remember being so intrigued with some of the faces that I had seen actors create with makeup that I asked an actor friend of mine to make my face up for the stage. In jest, I hope, he made me up into a profoundly evil-looking villain. I was so struck by my appearance that I had dinner with my friend at a local restaurant with the disguise still on. I found it so fascinating to be this character that I stayed in makeup for 2 days. We may not be as far from our primitive ancestors as we think, but we definitely enjoy exploring the parts of ourselves that are hard to define and which are filled with creative play. As tough as it is sometimes, growing up, there are always games to play and fun to be had. Any object can be transformed by our imagination and our need to have it fit whatever we are playing. A stick can be a sword, a machine gun, or a spear. From ancient days, there have always been toys constructed by imaginative play. All kinds of dolls have been dug up by archaeological sites in different parts of the world. Some have been made of wood, others have been of straw. Some even had human hair. Cherish your childish heart and bring out the games that inspired you when you were young. It is so wonderful to let the fun out of your box of crayons. I remember getting my first box of 64. There was joy in all of these colors. The task was to use each color in one picture so it looked good. Crayola awakens your imagination and helps you complete your wheel of wholeness. Completing the wheel and completing yourself can be easy. It's lighting the match. It's making the decision to explore. You complete the wheel when you exercise your creativity and explore your wonderful imaginative inner world. The power we hold within us is awe-inspiring, but many of us go through our lives without tapping into it. This is depository. It's filled with depository is filled with stories, images, jewels of thought, and the magic of your life that is waiting for you when you address your will. It's your circle of life, your journey that wraps around and comes back to the beginning of things. It is interesting that the further we get from our youth, the more we view it and its many facets. It is as if we are answering the question posed by the band Talking Heads. How did I get here? Letting the days go by is what David Bryan sings, as if it is mindless repetition of days. And it could be that way. But now is the time to mindfully and creatively approach the passing of time and make it truly meaningful and beautiful. We have the ability to do it, to complete the will. When I was in my teens, I loved reading about artists, whether they were painters, writers, or sculptors. Van Gogh, Picasso, Hemingway, John Paul, Sartre, Rondon and Moore were names that spun all kinds of magic and wonder in my mind. I wanted that wonderful creative life for myself, but how? I did not know how, because there was no real go for broke driving me to become an artist. I needed to work to make a living. You understand that? Having grown up in the streets of New York, the most important activity for me was a job. Money was more important than creative expression. As time passed, I drifted further and further away from that dream of being an artist. I thought it was reality that took over. I felt I was being responsible, and art was for the artist anyway. But as I grew older, I realized that the need to create was not only still there, but it was struggling to come out. As I began teaching and working with many people, I came to realize that I was not alone. There are many people who have the same urge to express themselves creatively, who are just waiting to find a way to do it. From what I have experienced, I think the need to create is within us all. The question is, how often do we express it? Frequently, we are stopped by fear, the fear of not being good enough, of not having the talent, or of just drifting into the future without dealing with this important part of ourselves. It might be all of these things, but time can lead us into a corner where we must finally express what has traveled through our veins too long unspoken. I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. You for 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart. I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. Depressed about that with your friends say. G63 is with your business say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, babe. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, it's out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was hype. I hit your line a few more times, when you hit back, I'm gonna respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
On my way. I be treating you like every day your birthday. Don't want to with you on your worst day.
What's up? It's your boy Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly. What's up? It's your boy Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.
No funny business.
No funny.
Trust me when I say that I was innocent, trust me. He only stayed cause we were just listening. Yeah, we were just listening. And I know what you think. I know you're scared to find someone else. And I know what you think. That I'll be unfaithful and it'll be unfair and you will be torn in two. But I've got some news for you.
What's up, it's your boy Core DJ Hershey. He in the ATL, and you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.